Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. And happy birthday to my beautiful mom, Betty Jean Carter Wiggins Pitts. She has been such a blessing. She's 83 today. Happy birthday. Born in 1940. And celebrates her 83rd birthday today. All the kids are getting together. I pick up my brother today from the airport. So we wish her a happy birthday today in spirit. Amen. Today we start our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 25 today, and we're going to be talking about the journey that our Creator puts us on and the parable of the talents. And that's in verses 14 through 19. It will be as when a man who was going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. Does God teach you a lesson by living life in Him or without Him? The parable of the talents is primarily meant to convey a spiritual or moral teaching. It emphasizes the importance of using one's talents and resources wisely and responsibly. The parable encourages individuals to actively engage in fruitful work and to make the most of the opportunities presented to them. These are the teachings of Jesus, often used by Christ to convey his truths and principles. The parable of the talents is believed to reflect Jesus' teachings on the kingdom of God, discipleship, and the importance of faithful stewardship. We must remember that the Gospel of Matthew was written for a specific audience, the early Christian community. The parable addresses the concerns and challenges faced by this community, including the expectation of Jesus' return, the responsibility of believers in his absence, and the concept of judgment. Overall, the parable of the talents serves as a teaching tool, conveying moral teachings, reflecting the teachings of Jesus, and addressing the concerns of the early Christian community. Can you agree that these principles are just as important today? My mom celebrates 83 years of living today. She has been given a long life by using her talents well, living humble and helpful to those she loved always. Engaging in fruitful work with my mother has given her dues, and my mother has given her dues and more by caring for those she loved, and she will not be forgotten by any of her children as she grows into eternity. We will be here for you, Mom, as you have been here for us, and we pray that your transition be filled with light, the light of salvation. May you stay strong and live, taking care of yourself as you have done for so many years. We love you, and we will always be here for you. Amen. Join me as our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, on her birthday today. Prayers for my children, especially our 2 oldest who seem to have forgotten their grandmother, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Alexandra's husband, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David. Continue our each day. It's the little boy that we've been praying to come to a family. He has arrived in her womb. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray each morning. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew chapter 25. Our practice today is in verses 14 through 19, but we actually went further than that for our practice, but today we are in just in verse 14 for our poem this morning, a one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled Journey of Creator, Unceasing Moments. Servants trusted with life's investments. Journey of Creator, Unceasing Moments. Possession, his trusted complete assessments. Are you keeping his temple as healthy contestants? Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's November 9th, 2023. Happy 83rd birthday to my mother as I'm recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up with the angels. Got an early mass today. Got to pick up my brother from the airport. Just a busy morning and a birthday party to celebrate my mother and my sister and brother-in-law later today. Peace be with us as in our travels we close in the name of Jesus. 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 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and universal utterance. Amen. God bless you.